Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Jay Hummel, who's the CEO and co-founder of Wealth Advisor Growth Network. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So I always love when I see names of either an expert title or a business, and I always like to see what's behind the name. And, you know, when I see growth, you know, we all love the word growth and scale and increase. So I'm excited to learn how you guys come alongside wealth advisors and help them grow through your network. But get us started with your background. What's your story and how did you get into the financial services industry and the entrepreneurial vision that you have?
No, it's great, Mike. And again, thanks for having me. I grew up as a nerdy accountant. I'm a CPA by background. I grew up at Deloitte. Had a great career there, ended up in the consulting world, never thought I would be in the financial services space, ended up being lucky enough to run a multifamily office in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where I grew up, and then ended up as head of corporate strategy at Envestnet, the fintech that's now touching 124,000 advisors. And so I became very passionate about the advisory space, the financial services space, and how wealth advisors impact families, right? And how do they impact the lives of people? And so 3 years ago, my partner and I, John Phoenix, who's been a good friend of mine for a long time, we decided to start Wealth Advisor Growth Network. We refer to it as WAGON for short. John called me when we started the company, in full transparency. He said, we're going to call it Wealth Advisor Growth Network. We're going to have firms hitch themselves to the wagon. Yeah. I said, that's about the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And I slept on it for 24 hours. I decided it was a good idea. And so that's what we do. We're focused on empowering advisors to grow revenue, expand margins, increase enterprise value, but more importantly, give better impact to their end clients, right? Because that's what we're all in the business to do. And so we think about how they do that. We help them outsource more effectively so they can spend more time with their clients. Because at the end of the day, the advisor's time is what's valuable, right? The business owner's time is what's valuable. Spend more time with clients. We help firms generate more services. So we bring more services around the advisor to help them do more for the customer, to make them stickier, to make the client happier. You know, in the end, it helps the advisor make more money because they drive more revenue per customer. We help them differentiate their portfolios, because if I'm a financial advisor today, and there's been a lot with GoToChat and a lot of the things that Google and Apple are doing on the robo-advisor space, how do you differentiate yourself? So we spend a lot of time bringing partners to the table to differentiate portfolios for advisors, to help them bring better investments. And then the last piece, which is interesting for this podcast, is so many independent advisors don't pay attention to the business owner, and they need help, because Goldman and JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley and Merrill aren't helping the business owner in the middle market, right? Not in New York, not in Chicago, not in LA, but in Cincinnati, Chicago, Columbus, Lexington. So we help our firms think about opening new markets, which is the business owner category. So that's where we spend our time.
Well, you just opened up a whole can of amazingness, because it's like, where do we start with that? Because, you know, it's unbelievable. And I'm staring at your website, and the opening phrase says, we started WAGON based on the realization that something was missing in the independent advisor space: growth. And the couple things that you said made me think of like the domino effect. If you want to achieve growth, you must fill in the blank with 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 things, right? You need to have a better portfolio of this. You need to serve your clients with that. You need to have reports. You need to get more clients. Well, if the independent advisor needs to grow, they're focused on many times the wrong things, and they're not able, you know, it's like opportunity cost. If I'm over here doing this, I'm not able to do that. And what they should be doing is really pouring into relationships with their clients, developing strategic alliances. But if they're worried about generating reports, doing this and advertising and all these things, now they're distracted. So if you can come alongside them and put a little grease on that fire, and now you give them the growth that they need, now they can take that breath of fresh air and go, okay, well, that's handled. Now I guess I can really give high value to my high net worth clients, my business owners. And now that's when that momentum is happening with growth.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think people, you know, and obviously what you do, Mike, you do a great job of helping people think about the marketing side, branding side, those kinds of things. But that doesn't work if you don't have capacity.
Yes.
So I always say it's kind of return on time, right? We tried to trademark it 5 years ago when I was in InvestNet. We couldn't do it. People wouldn't let us do it. I don't really know why the trademark office wouldn't let us do it, but My whole thing is either return on time or return on capacity. You know, you can go do all the marketing on the planet, but if you don't have the time because you're busy worrying about stupid stuff, which is, well, my workflow and my CRM isn't working.
Right.
Oh my God, the pie chart has an orange piece. You know, the pie chart the right is in the top right corner instead of the top left corner.
Yep.
Right.
You get distracted with minutia and shiny objects.
You get distracted on things that don't matter. And so that's what we are. And a lot of people don't frankly like when we get involved sometimes because they don't like the hard love that we give them on how we think you should run firms. But I think too many, whether it's in financial services or just businesses in general, too many business owners are spending time on things that don't matter to clients. And you're not going to ever build a business unless you're spending your time on things that matter to your clients.
100%. And I think if you can, the word myopic comes to mind, like that business owner, agency owner, they're like, oh, well, I need to be doing. And if something distracts them with the color of that thing or that chart or that those little tiny minutia things, it might be important to you, but in the grand scheme of things, here's what's going to move the needle. And the highest and best use of your time is focusing on these three main things. All the other things, look, let it go. It's not going to change. You know, if you ask 10 clients, you're going to get 27 opinions. So you're never going to please all the people all the time. But here are the things that drive growth. And what I'm hearing you say is from your vast experience with working with current, past, you know, advising firms, financial planning firms, success leaves clues. And if you want to see where the big boys are going and have gone and are currently at, here's where we need to go. Follow me. I'm going to blaze a trail and I'm going to show you where you need to be spending your time here. And all these other little things, you, Mr. or Ms. Agency Owner, you shouldn't be doing them. You should be having junior or VAs or admin people doing these, and you need to stay focused. And I think that's a hard thing. You know, it's like delegating. I know that I shouldn't be, as the CEO, I shouldn't be doing, you know, $10 an hour activities. I should be doing the bigger things. But how do you get your clients to realize how to focus on those main drivers when they feel pulled to you know, get in the weeds?
I mean, this is going to sound overly simple again, as the nerdy accountant who grew up at Deloitte, is it all comes back to the financial statements in a lot of ways, which is, to me, I just sit down with our business owners or our prospects who we're thinking about investing in and saying, you know, you're making X, do you want to make 2X? Right. Here's how you're going to make 2X.
Yeah.
And I know it may not be comfortable. I know you may not like it. I know you may not enjoy it over the next 1 to 2 to 3 years. But at the end of the day, this is how your clients and we're, you know, we don't, I always joke, we don't work for a nonprofit, right? Wagon is not a nonprofit. We certainly invest. But we need to go make money, and we have to help our firms make money. But the number one thing for us is delivering better client outcomes, right? Yep. And if we help advisors or business owners deliver better outcomes for the clients, I'm not trying to be Pollyannish about it, is I believe that the rest of that stuff will take care of itself. And yep. So we just spend a lot of time with our owners saying, do you want to make more money? But more importantly, you're going to make more money when we increase your value, right, to your end customer. And you can't provide value by doing all this stuff in the minutia that you're doing. And so it comes down to technology. It comes down to outsourcing. We have a great outsourced CFO business. We have a great outsourced compliance business. So it's like all these things that people are used to doing internally, you don't have to do internally. go focus on letting the people who do this every day do it more effectively so that you can go do what you should do effectively. And that's 100%. Our
strategy. And even untapped markets where you can say, okay, once we get through phase one, accomplishing what you just said, what if we can now show you where to get into some untapped markets where it's kind of like blue ocean? You know, don't go fighting all the, you know, red ocean where everyone else is. Let me show you the blue ocean. And you mentioned business focus. What does that look like? And how are you going to serve your clients with business?
Well, and I think that's I think that's been the biggest problem in the market. Growing up in InvestNet, seeing a bunch of advisors, you know, I probably visited or talked to 3,500 RIAs in the last 15 years, which is given me a lot of perspective. And I think the biggest thing when I said earlier on return on time or return on capacity, whatever we want to use that is. So guess what? We go in and we provide an extra 10 hours for the advisor or for the partners in a week because we're good at scaling things. Mm-hmm. What in the world do they do with those 10 hours? Right. So it has to be creating capacity, but then also bringing growth to the platform, right? What do they go do with that? And so that's why this opening new markets and, you know, as you and I have talked about, we're launching a new platform called BOSS, Business Owner Solutions and Services, which is going to be a technology that brings together for an advisor, for a firm, lending, P&C insurance, life insurance, business valuation services, and then M&A, investment banking. So that an advisor, especially sitting in the middle market, you know, who's not sitting in New York or LA, can go prospect that business owner in a way that they've never done before. So we're not only just creating capacity, our goal is what do you do with the capacity that you've created? Yep. We're trying to give our firms that we invest in and support an opportunity to go do something different in a new market.
And it gives you something more fresh to talk about, like with the business vertical, something more than just key man and exit planning. You know, so now, yeah, that's part of it. But how are you set for, like you said here, you know, business insurance and life insurance, all these different things that impact the business owner? And yes, Keyman and Exit can be a part of that. But boy, you can bring them a whole suite of services to serve their business clients.
Well, that's exactly right. As you know, most advisors don't pay attention to business owners because they've been based on assets under management, right? And so they're saying, well, all my business owners, I'm not going to go waste my time on a business owner, on Mike Saunders, because all of his money's in his business, right? But if I can bring Mike Saunders buys PNC, right? Yep. He has a lending issue probably as he's trying to grow his business. So what we're trying to do with BOSS, with our firms and in the wider network of Wagon, is to allow a platform to allow an advisor to build the relationship. Because when I used to run a firm, we used to joke, and John jokes about this too, my partner, you know, who's in Denver, used to get the Denver News Courier, Denver Business Courier on Friday, and you'd look at who sold their business. There'd be 12 business owners listed, and you'd call them because you wanted them as a client. And you were too late because 29 people had already called them.
Yep.
So one of our premises is how can we bring services to firms that business owners need that isn't just asset management, because they don't necessarily need that today. Entrepreneurs don't need that. But how do we empower the advisor to provide services to entrepreneurs and business owners to provide what they need today so that they build the relationship, so that when an exit ultimately happens, they're already the advisor of choice. Yeah. And nobody, I don't want to say nobody's figured that out, because I don't think we're that smart.
It's the long game, but with some revenue generating milestones in between.
That's right. Yeah. So the advisor actually can make some money along the way,
yeah,
right? Because the BOSS platform will have rev share in it, and yeah, we'll be able to make some money along the way, right? You know, as you do a great job coaching advisors, you know, you can't go, if you don't get to year three, you can't get to year 10. So I'm well aware, as I say to everybody all the time, I understand that some of this investment is a 5 to 10 year investment, but we're trying to drive revenue along the way so that these firms can make money along the way, but now they're in the catbird seat, right? And they're in that business owner, after they have that relationship with that advisor, you know better than anybody, they're not leaving that advisor who's helped them along the way. And now you wake up. So we literally had this happen. We were with an advisor in Denver. We were looking at a business. The advisor was helping a business, $1.5 million was the valuation on the firm. We ended up using our platform to go through the investment bank that we have affiliated with Boss. The business owner got $6.5 million. So it went from $1.5 million to $6.5 million because of what we did with the advisor. And now the advisor got paid on, got a rev share on the transaction. So the advisor made $100,000 on that transaction by helping the customer. And now he's managing $4 million
yep.
for that business owner. Right. So
when in reality you were focused on AUM, which is just a drop in the bucket.
That's exactly right. So now he's got $100,000 in his bank account. Now he's got a $4 million AUM client, yep. and a client who will now refer him probably 10 other firms in Denver.
Yep.
All because of one transaction, because he came through our Boss platform and thought differently about how an independent advisor could serve an entrepreneur.
Similar to saying to that business owner, hey, there are many financial vehicles you should be considering for wealth planning. You don't have this chunk of money
upfront
monthly to invest in this vehicle. So why don't we find it? So let's bring in our legal and tax team. We're going to go through your, you know, tax returns. We just found, you know, opportunity. We found money for you to lower your expenses, lower your taxes. Now you can participate in what I just showed you. So all kinds of areas. I just love that approach to business owners, because that is something where, you know, you hear the stats from the SBA all the time. Small business owners are the lifeblood of the economy. They hire, they do all the heavy lifting and the hard work.
Oh, they do. And again, I just think I've been an independent advisor. You just ignore them because you don't get paid. And that's what we started wagging 4 years ago. That was the thought of how do we change the way that the industry is thinking about how advisors and firms make money, and how do they think differently about growth? And, you know, marketing, again, what you do a great job for firms, marketing and image and brand, and all those things are so important. But if you don't have the right toolkit, you know, it's like the general contractor showing up at your house to build your house, but he or she doesn't have the right people, the subcontractors.
Yep.
You're never going to have that general contractor isn't worth a whole lot. So that's where our focus is making the advisor the general contractor and making sure that we have the subs around them that make sense.
Awesome. Well, Jay, it was so great chatting with you today. If someone's interested in learning more, connecting with you, what's the best way they can reach out?
Yeah, they can visit our website, which is wagon.biz. So just WAGN, N as in Nancy.biz, or they can find me at the initial J Hummel at wagon.biz. And we would love to, we'd love to talk to any financial advisor firm who's interested in trying to grow, or an entrepreneur who needs, you know, we own six firms in the US. And so you have a lot of entrepreneurs, Mike, who listen to your podcast. If they need financial advice in the way that you've heard me describe it today, we would love to have your entrepreneurs reach out to our firm. So reach out to me and I can connect them.
Excellent. Well, Jay, thank you so much. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Mike, thanks so much, man. Great to be on the show.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.